Welcome to Between the Stacks, a podcast presented by the Athens-Limestone County Public Library. Each episode brings you into the library to meet our collection of people making an impact on the community of Athens and Limestone County, Alabama.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Between the Stacks at the Athens-Limestone County Public Library. My name is Melinda Jones, and I am the Community Outreach and Adult Program Coordinator here at the library. So today is going to be a little different for us. Today, actually, I don't have an author with me. I have Sydney from the Athens Women's Resource Center, and she's going to talk to us and tell us just a little bit about the Resource Center. We are still going to keep bringing in authors and talking about books, but we thought we'd just change it up a little bit and kind of let our listeners and people know what's available in the community, just in case you have someone that you may know that needs the help of the Athens Women's Resource Center. So at this time, I'm going to turn it over to Sydney.
Hey, so I'm Sydney Amos Honaker, and I am the Advancement Director at the Women's Resource Center, or I will probably say several times, WRC, short for that. We are located at 727 Market Street West, Unit D, and that's actually off of Fitness Way in the Medical District. And we provide several different resources and stuff for women that are pregnant or looking to get pregnant, and also after baby care, and also the males and the life of the women as well. So there's tons of opportunities for people expecting.
So what's the average age of the client that you all help?
Yeah, so it's really different. Last year we actually had 30 clients that were from ages 14 to 19, which is a lot, and that's really young. And so I will talk a little bit later about a service that we're going to be doing in the schools to hopefully decrease that number. But the average, I would say, is 20 to 24. We had 59 clients last year in 2023 from ages 20 to 24. Really, it varies, but I would say those two age zones are the most clients that we see.
So what happens when they first come into the Women's Resource Center? Kind of walk us a little bit through the process and tell us what happens.
Yeah. So you will be greeted with love and a smile, because every single person that works and volunteers there are so contagious with their smile. They're super awesome and sweet people. We're donation-based only, so you will actually probably be greeted with volunteers, because we only have 4 employees on staff. The rest are volunteers. And we have about 40 volunteers, which is really awesome. So you'll be greeted, and then you'll be met with an advocate, which is like a counselor. And if it's your first time ever going inside the Women's Resource Center, then you're pretty much talked to about what stage your baby is in, depending on how far along you are. We do free pregnancy tests, and also we do free ultrasounds as well. So you'll be able to go in with the counselor, talk a little bit about your baby, and then you'll be met with, we have an RN on staff, and she does the ultrasound. And then we also have a doctor that they come in and provide their services for free and go over medical stuff for the baby, which is really cool. And then we'll have a counselor to talk to the mom and the dad about the steps of the baby. And we are for life. We want the baby to be born. We're not, we are against abortion. However, we're not condemning them if they choose that route, but we are wanting them to keep the baby. So we go over all the pros and cons of all three options, which is to keep, to adopt, and to abort. And so we don't recommend any abortion clinics or anything like that, but we do go over the process of abortions just so that they're thoroughly know what their option is, because we've done statistics tests and things like that, and most abortion clinics don't actually go through the process with the clients. And there's also like side effects to abortion after the fact, and so that's something that we also want to prepare. But really, we just want to love on the clients. You will be prayed over, and if you come there and you've never come back again, we're still going to pray for you throughout your pregnancy, no matter what choice. If the client decides they do want to abort their baby, we also provide post-abortion counseling, because you're still losing something and it can still be hard to grieve, and so we still want to love on them no matter what their decision is. And most people think, oh, it's the Women's Resource Center, but it's for the guys too, because the dad has a say-so. And we actually do parenting classes for the men and the women, and they actually earn points to shop in our baby boutique, which they can get free clothes and diapers, milk, all kinds of stuff.
That's a really neat idea. Yeah. So generally when they come to these classes, how long do the classes last?
Anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour. You can actually do the classes online because we have, it's called Bright Course, which is where all of our classes are through. We have like over 100 different ones, like car seat safety, what to do when the baby isn't going to sleep, like different stuff like that. Good hygiene for the baby, bathing assistance, so many classes. So they can do the classes on their own too online, but we really like them to come in for counseling just so we can see how their thought process is during their pregnancy journey.
So let's talk a little bit about your baby boutique. How do you get those items for the baby boutique? Is there a way that the residents and citizens of Limestone County can donate these things?
Yes. So the way that clients get the clothes is if they complete a counseling session in our office, they get 3 items. So every time they come in, they get 3 items. And then right now we're actually doing a spring shop where a lot of people have donated really cute spring outfits and Easter outfits. And so you can actually get 3 additional items right now. And we do different promos like that around Christmas and stuff too, where you can get extra stuff. So if the mom does a class and the dad does a class, that's a lot of items for free and it adds up. Everything is donated. We don't buy anything. So the community can donate clothes. Our biggest need of clothes is 0 newborn to 3 T's. We really need that. Onesies, birthing towels, clothes, diapers, newborn diapers, preemie diapers. Those are really, really needed. Okay. Like all the time.
All the time. Well, Neil, I know that coming up in a couple of months, you have a big event with the Family Resource Center. Can you tell us a little bit about the community baby shower and how residents can get involved in that?
Yeah, so that is something that's really, really cool. I think it's the 3rd annual community baby shower with Family Resource Center and the Women's Resource Center. It is on Saturday, May 4th at Market and Monroe, and they're donating their building. It's really pretty and cute in there, too.
So it is a beautiful building. If you haven't been by there, you need to go by there and check out the inside, but on the outside is this beautiful Coke mural, so it's really nice. It's a very nice building.
I'm excited. And they're donating that space to us. And then, so it's just like any other baby shower. We're limiting it to 30 women and they have to sign up. It's free for them. And they can bring a guest. They can bring their mom or a spouse or significant other. And they get gifts. They get their portraits taken. So they get maternity pictures for free. They get their name drawn in a raffle so they can get car seats and things like that, strollers. And every single mom will go away with a baby bag full of baby clothes, bottles, diapers, things like that. And that's something that the community can help with is we need at least 30 diaper bags full of those materials. And you can find that on the Family Resource Center website and the list on our social media page as well. We also need volunteers to sit at the tables with the moms, especially those moms that don't have any support. And so if you just want to come and hang out and get to know them, that way that they don't feel alone, that they feel, I mean, it's their baby shower, so it's really cool. We have some speakers that are going to be coming. We have a pediatrician that's going to come speak. And then our director at the Women's Resource Center is going to be speaking about like the terms of the baby and where the baby is and how far along and things like that.
Great. Well, that sounds like a really fun event. Mm-hmm. So that'll be really special. It'll be a good special day for those moms to be. Yeah. So that'll be really nice. Well, all right. We appreciate you coming on so much today just to kind of give us a little overview of the Athens Women's Resource Center and what all you do. So please come back anytime. Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Between the Stacks, a podcast from the Athens Limestone County Public Library. To hear other recordings from our Library Voices podcast series, check out our website at alcpl.org. Library Voices is also now available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.